Hello, everyone. Daniel Gregory here. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of The Perceptive Photographer. I hope you're having a great week. Well, I was recently out for happy hour with some friends, and one of my friends ordered up something off the happy hour menu. And when his plate of food arrived, he proceeded to put ketchup on it, tried some parts of it with mustard, finally ordered some hot sauce. And it was kind of driving me crazy. So I asked him, I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, well, this food's not very good. And about that same time, my good friend Ryan had sent me a link to a couple of videos, and he said to me basically, why are they doing training videos with this? There's nothing that's going to fix that photograph, no matter how many times they process it. You need to talk about that. So I think I'm going to talk about that. Just like the hot sauce, and just kind of like my friend Ryan's training videos he found, I think there's a weird thing that happens in photography today. I don't know if it's our interest in technology, or if it's the fact that we actually just don't take as good of photographs as we think sometimes, if it's an emotional connection to the work. But I think we take photographs and we know that there's something not right with the photograph. We look at it and we're not sure what it is. I think that comes from our, you know, as I've said in some other podcasts, our lack of awareness of our own work, our lack of vocabulary to talk about our own work. But in that process, what happens is we think, oh, but there was something great there. I was out photographing and the light was amazing and oh, there was all these great sounds and smells and oh, it was awesome. And I took the photograph and the photograph needs to represent that. And so we go in to fix it and we fix it by putting hot sauce on it. So we'll take that photograph and we might run it through, say, an HDR processor. So we take it through Photomatics and we look at it and we think, oh, well, that's better. Well, it's not better. It's bad food with hot sauce is just bad food with hot sauce. A bad photograph processed as HDR is a bad photograph processed in HDR. I would even argue that in many cases, the fact that you put it through an HDR processor makes it actually even worse. I think that the lack of awareness that it was a bad photograph to begin with is exacerbated. All the sins of a bad photograph get exponentially worse the more you process it and the bigger you print it. So I think there's something there that we need to think about how to actually go about reversing that problem and reversing that process. You know, I look at my own work and it's not uncommon that a lot of my photos just aren't that good. I think that's part of the, you know, the editing process, the critiquing process. And really what my goal is to not spend time working on bad photographs and processing them so that I can print them. It's working on good photographs and making them great photographs so that I can print them. When we think about what makes photographs not work, it could be a myriad of things. It could be a bad composition. It could be a bad concept we're attempting to execute. It could be bad exposure. It could be a boring point of view. It could be that we actually didn't capture that decisive moment. Even though we had the camera on rapid fire and something happened in the street, we actually didn't capture the moment that was so important to telling the story. And what we do is we find that image, we find that experience. We don't actually find that image. We find that experience in our memory, and we believe that we can take the photo in front of us and we can relive that experience. And I think that's where the biggest breakdown happens, is if we don't actually have a photograph that actually captures the experience and captures the essence of that moment, we can't bring that forward. We can't process in, we can't print in, we can't develop in something that's not there. So if we've in fact missed the most important concepts, the most important elements of the photograph, just because we processed them in an interesting technique or a cutting edge technique, or we color graded them in a way that's supposed to make them unique and special, doesn't in any way mean that the viewer is going to have that experience. Because photographs don't have memory. People have memory, and photographs are an amazing tool to help invoke a memory. They invoke an emotional response. They make us feel something in that process. But the photograph itself does not contain that. When we then attempt to process and recreate the work through some external processing system, it in fact does not also insert the memory. So the fact that I take a very bad photograph that is not interesting, it doesn't hold any significance, and process it through one of these tools doesn't mean that somehow now that it's got more contrast, more saturated colors, more hot sauce, if you will, that the photograph is going to have more meaning. And I think that's one of the struggles I'm seeing when I'm looking at more and more people's work, is that they haven't taken the time to make the distinction between what is really good work, what is meaningful work, and what isn't. And as I was thinking about really what is the cause of that, I think it's because we don't spend any time on that. Like I've said in some prior podcasts, the introspection work of photography is wicked hard. It requires us to shoot a lot of work. And I mean a lot of work. To know what a good photograph is means you've looked at thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of images, and you've started to understand what is it about the structure and language of a photograph that makes it compelling and makes it interesting. As I said earlier, it's not in the processing. The processing is a seasoning. It's a way to enhance that experience, but it doesn't ultimately fix any issues. And so I think one of the things I would challenge us as a broader photographic community is not to criticize and harsh down on people who are taking these images that we would consider maybe not the best images, the strongest images, and holding them out as, oh, here's a great example of an HDR photograph, a panoramic photograph, an alternative processing, some new technique we haven't seen yet, Instamatic super filters on Instagram, whatever it is. And rather than engage in a troll-like behavior or something to the negative, I think we all owe ourselves a conversation to elevate what is good work and to hold good work in high esteem, and to say to people, well, I appreciate the effort and energy you're putting in to provide how you got to that photograph, but let's talk about what is it about that photograph that works. Because if what they say works is a technique, well, that's a technique that works, not a photograph that works. And I think what we all need to get to in photography is photographs that work. Because when the photography works, the photographer works, and all of that comes together, I don't ever once think about technique. You know, it's one of my things I oftentimes hear people say, oh, well, you know, in the film and digital and blah, 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 and all that stuff that goes back and forth about that. You know, at the end of the day, when I walk into a gallery or I open a magazine or I look at a book, I don't ever think to myself, when the photographs are good, even as a photographer, I don't think about f-stop, shutter speeds, processing. I just think to myself, oh my God, that's an amazing photograph. Sometimes I think, oh my God, I wish I had taken that photograph. Sometimes I think, oh my God, I'll never, ever be able to take that photograph. It's that good. So in that whole experience, you know, that's what we're striving for, is we want to get to that point where technique falls aside. And if you find yourself spending a lot of time focusing on your technique as a justification for the work you do, I'd encourage you to go back and spend some time in introspection about why that is. Why is the technique more important to you than the content, structure, and meaning of your photographs? What is it you're not thinking about? What is it you're not including? What is it you're not willing to expose? Because I really want to see amazing work. And I think everybody's capable of showing amazing work. The other challenge I would like to put forward to people is, if you're going to go forward and teach whatever technique, HDR, how to stitch a pano, you don't have to have the cover of National Geographic photograph. But I do think you should have a photograph that is still interesting to look at through the technique, that really highlights and shows the power of those techniques. Because one of the other things I've seen in a lot of the online training I've looked at is the images that are processed into, say, HDR, or a panel was created or color graded or a preset was run, is that the photograph actually didn't need that technique to be run anyway. It was run for the sake of being run. And why would you do that? That's like mowing your lawn and then going out and mowing it again 20 minutes later because you have all this free time. If the photograph works and tells the story it needs without the processing, you don't need to process it. I think that's one of the great things when you look at a photographer who has a fundamental understanding of their work, their voice, their vision, and a fundamental understanding of the techniques they use. You will see images that have the technique and images that don't have the technique, but yet they hold together. And it's because the photographer understood good photography carries weight, regardless of how you process it. So while I've now just ranted on and on for about 10 minutes about using bad photographs. I'd really like to encourage you to go back and look at all your work. And I'd like you to go find those photographs that you've spent a lot of time on that just aren't working for you. You've processed them. You've tried them in Lightroom. You've tried them in Photoshop. You've tried them in Photomatics. You've taken them and made a digital negative and take them to your friend, and your friends tried them in the darkroom. And you've tried everything possible to make the photograph work, and it just doesn't work. And I'd like you to put that up on the wall or put it up on the screen. And I'd like you to have a real good conversation with yourself about why does the photograph not work? Because the chances are it's just a boring photograph. And all the hot sauce in the world, all the ketchup and mustard in the world is not going to make that 29-cent hot dog taste like $1 million. It's still going to be just a 29-cent hot dog. And I'd encourage you to learn from what that mistake was in the photograph, learn from what didn't work in the photograph, and take that out and go create a photograph that really does have some substance and meaning and take the power behind that. Thanks again for tuning in. I hope you got to learn something today. You can subscribe to us on iTunes and find us at The Perceptive Photographer up there. You can also find us at theperceptivephotographer.com. And also, I am an ambassador photographer for an upcoming event called Long Shot, sponsored by the Photographic Center Northwest. And I'd like to throw a little plug out for that. It's a 24-hour shooting festival where anybody in the world can participate and submit some photographs to hang in the gallery that are then sold as a part of a fundraiser. Wonderful organization. It's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to be part of a worldwide community. And our goal is to get 1,000 photographers to participate. So if you head up to pcnw.org/longshot, you could go on ahead and take a look at maybe participating. I'd love to have you participate. I'll be doing some historical alternative processing that day for the show. And I would love to see some of your work up there. Have a great day and good luck behind the camera.